Welcome.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time of day that you are listening to this, it is I, the one and only JR, aka Manager 13, and you are now tuned in to a brand new episode of the Room 013 podcast. It is Monday, March 29, 2021, and I'm going to tell y'all all the shit that I have done so far today, on this day. The day after my crazy ass, I had a very horrible day yesterday. I had a very, very horrible day yesterday. And we're gonna go right into it. I'm on the motherfucking highway and my windshield wipers stop working during a heavy ass thunder storm tsunami. This shit was crazy. This shit was ridiculous. But first, I want to give a shout out to Big Matt, the Fortnite God. And I also want to give a shout out to Danny. And I also want to give a shout out to Dennis. And I also want to give a shout out to Sed, cosplaying Sed. Yeah, yesterday, Sunday, my plans were, you know, I had planned to go to Springfield, Massachusetts to go to this in-store signing at this toy store to meet Carlito, you know. Good thing I did not purchase the ticket online because I would have been shit out of luck, you feel me? But anyway. So yeah, my whole plan was Sunday was this: go up there, meet him, autograph photo, do some shopping in the store, come back. You feel me? The trip would have been a nice quick trip. I got off work at 7:15 a.m. Right? The in-store signing was at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So here's what happened. As soon as I got home, I was like, shit, that's going to take such and such amount of time for me to get there. It's still early, you know, I could take a nap, you know, relax a little. But I did not. I was just stressing. I was just because some other shit was going on. I was fucking getting my inventory. You know, I still have some of the inventory that we're moving into the unit. So I was doing that during the morning, and then I was like, all right, it's cool. I'll get there on time. Then this shit started raining. So it started raining. I was like, oh, fuck. I got outside, right? I go start my car up. The rain sensor. My car has a rain sensor. So if automatically, you know, it detects the rain, you guys should know. It's going to start, you know, wiping, going on and off, right? So, the rain sensor wasn't working. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So, I took my car to a local mechanic. They told me that they don't have, like, that's something, they need to order the part, basically. Like, you can't just go in there and get your shit fixed today. You gotta get the part. If I would have taken it to a Mercedes dealer, it would have cost me out the ass to get that shit pressed. First they would have charged me for diagnostics. Listen, I was not gonna go through the dealership. So I was like, all right, came back home and then it stopped raining. And I was like, all right, I'm good. I drove up there. I was driving, right? Now, listen, mind you, he was leaving at 3. There was traffic. And then it started raining again. People was driving slow as fuck. And mind you, this is my first time driving over there. So I did not know if there was any shortcuts, I did not know. I wasn't using the Waze app. I was using just regular Google Maps. You feel me? Google Maps, yes. I'm driving up there. People driving slow as fuck. Traffic. Construction. Listen, I knew I knew in my heart of hearts, I knew I was not going to make it on time. I kept seeing the time on the GPS get higher and higher. That shit said I would arrive at 3:26. I was like, fuck, yo. I was like, yo, what if there's just a lot of people still there and he'll stay a couple, you know, a couple extra minutes. And I got there at 3:36. I just, when I got to the parking lot, I just sat there and I was like, yeah. Halfway through, I was like, yo, there's no point in me turning back because I'm already halfway here. You feel me? Like, at least let me go fucking, you know, shop, you know what I mean? Treat myself. But I was kind of pissed off, you know what I mean? Fucking the rain really put a damper on the plans and I got there late. He left. I was super pissed off. I mean, you know, he's not like fucking Shawn Michaels, you feel me? So, like, I'm not, like, that incredibly mad, but I'm still, you know, disappointed because I had that plan. I was like, oh, no, I got the time. I can do it. I'm off. I can do it. I can, you know, I can drive up there. I'm off. I'm not working. The money wasn't a problem. I could definitely do it. So, but when I got there, it was dead quiet. It was, you know, the two girls was in there. The girls was in there working. The manager, fucking, it was just, I was like, ah, shit. So it was my first time going there. Like I said, the store was huge. The store was huge. They had tons and tons of wrestling memorabilia, action figures, Funko Pops, Funko Mystery Minis, fucking Marvel Legends, wrestling at least. They had everything. They had so many pops up in there. I was like, I'm about to treat myself right now. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, kind of, if I had met him, I wouldn't have purchased the stuff that I purchased. You feel me? I would probably would have purchased maybe like one or two other items. But I was like, you know what? I came all the way out here. I'm cashing out. Feel me? I'm cashing out. So I bought 2, 4, 6. I bought 7 Funko Pops. Totaling, my grand total was $75 spent on the Funko Pops. Gas, I spent $25 on gas, right? $25 on gas, $75 on the Pops. So you know the math. We had $100 right now. And then for food wise, I did buy 2 slices of pizza from this pizza place, and that was $5. So I spent a little more than what I anticipated to spend, but you know what I mean? I was like, you know, I'm cashing out. Let me just, when I went in there was so much other stuff I wanted to buy. I'm gonna go there again. I'm gonna go back up there again. November, I'm going back up there. Is it November? Yeah, because Kane is gonna be up in there in November. So November, Kane's gonna be there. September, I may possibly go to see Jerry the King Lawler. You know, I may see him. But yeah, the seven. The 7 pops I purchased was Logic, Breast Cancer, Harley Quinn Special Edition. I purchased the Imperial Harley Quinn, and I purchased Lloyd Chase from Dumb and Dumber. And I purchased The Rock. I purchased 2 rocks up there because, you know, I seen that shit. I was like, yo, why they got this price so low? Do they not know the price went up? But it's not an exclusive. Like, the way they price shit in there, it was just... So they go by the Funko Pop price guide, right? So just like, you know, the stock market, the values of the shit go up and down and shit. So if it didn't have its price sticker on it, everything in there is $11. If it don't got a price sticker on there, everything's $11. But if it do got a sticker on there, that's what it is. So they scan it. When you go to checkout, they scan it on the app and see if the price is still the same, or if the price went down, if the price went up. So it's like good and bad, because if you go in there and let's say they got the retired Thor, the very first Thor pop, that shit is worth $300. Now, this is just an estimate. $300, right? They're going to price it as $300. When you pick it up and they check, you go to checkout, they scan it. And if it is higher, the value went up, you got to pay that price if you want it. You feel me? So $300, they scan it. Oh, the value went up on this about $5 extra. This $305. Then you're like, damn. Or $400. You're like, shit. But you might be in for a surprise when they scan it because the value might decrease. So you're thinking you're going to spend $300 when actually the price went down to like $200. You only spending $100, so it's kind of like pros and cons. Feel me? Good and bad. But like I was telling Matt, they had mad shit. They had mad shit up in there. I'm gonna go back there. Ray, old man Ray, you gonna take a trip out there again? Matt, I'll bring Matt up there with me. I know he collects like the anime shit, and you know they, and like he has like Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon cards. They had a whole bunch of that shit up there, and they had some rare shit up in there too. So, yeah, I mean it's a big place, really big place. But so that was the first. That was pretty much the first. So like this was like the spiral of how bad my day was going. So as soon as I leave, right, I go. When I left, I was deciding, like, damn, now where do I want to eat for some lunch? Because I was starving. I didn't eat shit. And mind you, I had just finished a 12-hour shift. So I was up since 6 p.m. Saturday, 6 p.m. going into Sunday. I was up. I have not slept. You feel me? So I'm like, damn, I'm starving. Let me go find something to eat. I was debating on going to this Chinese place. I saw it. So I was like, do they have dine-in or is it just takeout? I went there. No dine-in. I was like, yo, fuck it. Went to, was thinking about Subway, right? And I'm like, nah, because there's a Subway where I live. You feel me? Like, why? If I'm going to go somewhere far or out of town, I'm going to try something that's not near me, like that I don't have access to. You feel me? So, like, when I tell when people come to New York and they, you know, they come to Times Square and, like, oh, let's go to Ruby Tuesdays for lunch. I'm like, yo, don't they got a Ruby Tuesdays where you live at? Don't you want to try something down here that's, like, you've never had before? Like, why are you getting the same shit you get at your own hometown? You feel me? But anyway, so I was like, nah, I know the Subway. So I saw this pizza place. I saw this guy outside smoking. I was like, yo, what's a good pizza place around here? I looked at the time. It was like 6 something. I was like, oh, they probably closed. It's Sunday. He was like, oh, no, they're still open. There's this place called, I think he said it was Bruno's. Yeah, I think he said it was Bruno's. He was like, oh, yeah, well, there's a place. It's Bruno's. It's right there. You take a left, hit the light, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, boom. All right, cool. I get to the car. It starts raining again. I'm like, oh, my God. It was just pouring harder than a motherfucker. So I was like, shit. So I got out the car. Now, I changed my jacket because I had my cane jacket on, right? And mind you, you know, I had the cane chalk line jacket. When I opened this store, I saw this chick in there. She was like, oh, I like your jacket. Everybody in there was like, oh, I like your jacket. You know, Cane's coming here. I was like, yeah, I know. That's my favorite wrestler. I know. So the mother chick came in. She was like, oh, I like your jacket. Where'd you get it from? My friend is a Kane fan. You know, so I told her, you know, she reminded me of this girl I used to talk to. But anyway, that's besides the point. So, you know, people's like, so anyway, I took the Kane jacket off because it was raining so bad. And it's, I didn't want that shit to get, I just took that shit off. And I took my hat off because my hat, I'm not getting my hat fucked up. I took the hat off. Put my regular black jacket on. I went inside Stop and Shop. I bought some Cheetos, right? Bought Cheetos, the puff, white cheddar puffs. I bought a bottle of lemonade, Turkey Hill lemonade. Shout out to Turkey Hill lemonade. I remember the first time I tried Turkey Hill. Who's calling me? Like, we got calls. Anyway, so hold on. Spam risk. So anyway, I tried that shit when I went to PA. When I went to go, that's a whole nother story. I tried that shit in PA. Anyway, bought the chips, the lemonade, got back to the car. Now it's like 6:30 right now. I go get the pizza, bring it to the car, I'm eating. It's like 7 right now. So it stopped raining, and I'm like, all right, boom. Heading back home, right? Get on the highway. As soon as I get, oh no, actually, I spent about a good hour or so. I was sitting here talking to Maggie, my friend. I was texting her. Spent about a good hour texting her and shit. Then I got on the road. Boom. Head to the gas station. Filled the tank up again. Got back on it. As soon as I got back on the highway, it started pouring like a motherfucker. It was like, just like the roads. I was hydroplaning. This shit was crazy. I was pretty sure I was gonna get hit by a truck. This shit was crazy. I couldn't see in front of me. And then my wiper's gone. My wiper's just boom, done. At this point, my wiper stopped working. I was like, yo, this is no way. I couldn't see shit. I could not see a damn fucking thing. People was driving super slow, as you should, you know, being cautious. But it was just a whole bad experience. And, yeah. Like, I told Ray, man, when I told him I ain't leave yet, when he, you know, because I made a status, you know, I was talking shit about the rain and shit. He was like, why are you standing outside in the rain? And I was like, I didn't even leave my house yet. And then, he messaged me and I told him, like, I hate driving in the rain. Like, I absolutely hate driving in the rain. I hate that shit. You know, I was talking to him about that shit, and he was like, well, what happens if it rains when in the cane meet and greet? And I was like, yo, don't jinx that shit, bro. Don't jinx that shit. I'll take a fucking Uber all the way over there. But, I told him, I said, yo, I'd hate driving in the rain. The fucking, it was lightning, thunder. Couldn't see shit. Cars was like on the shoulder, stopped. It was just bad, bro. It was like fucking, I felt like I was on the Titanic. It was just crazy. And yeah, what time did I get home? I ended up getting home at 9, like 9:30-ish. And when I got home, I parked, I was like, it's like, no, once I got to the exit, I was like, wow, I really survived all of that shit. Like, I really made it through all that. In my mind, I was like, yo, Jay, just pull over on the road. Just stop. Just pull over. And I was like, nah. Because if I pull over, I was like, yeah, if I pull over, I ain't going to be able to get back on. I just kept going. Then once I got near my exit, I was like, okay, we here. I parked, I sat there. And I was just like, wow, I really... And you know what? It really all could have been prevented if, it really all could have been prevented if I had gotten what I needed from somebody. I'm not gonna put their business out there. I'm not gonna, put our business out there. But if I would have got what I needed, this all could have been prevented. You know what I mean? A two hour trip turned to fucking 8.5 hours. And that shit left a bit of taste in my mouth. I was like, okay, I see how it is. Like, you feel me? Like, I always help people out, and yeah, it's just some bullshit. But that's just, I couldn't believe I made that throw. And then today, Monday, I had to go to the, I went to the doctor to take a look at my ear and shit. And they really couldn't see my eardrum and my right ear. My right ear is the one that's fucked up. They really couldn't see. So they flushed it, you know, softened up the wax buildup. They flushed it. Then they told me buy some shit that's over-the-counter. I know that shit ain't gonna work because I bought over-the-counter shit and that shit ain't work. So, but they you know, they checked it out. They checked, you know, my, you know, everything else. The ear and then a regular routine checkup. You know what I mean? They took blood, fucking checked my blood pressure and, you know, all this other shit. So, you know what I mean? You gotta do these things. Go to the doctors, check it. You know, something may be going on that you don't know about. So if you don't know, go to the doctors, check yourself out. And yeah, that's how my Monday morning went. I went to the fucking, actually, I woke up late. I was supposed to be there at 8:50. I woke up at like 8:15. But it was only a 20-minute drive, so I got there and, you know, they did all that shit. And for some reason, like, when they drew the blood, I was like, yo, they must have changed, because I remember when I was a kid or when I was younger, in my teens, that shit used to hurt. When she wrapped that shit around my arm and she had the needle, I was like, I was bracing myself. You know, I had the mask on, so, you know, I was biting my lip. I was bracing myself. And then when she did it, when she stuck me, I was like, oh, man, I ain't feel nothing. It was like nothing happened. You know, it was like she didn't poke me, but she did. But, you know, I was like, wow, they must have definitely changed the whole process. They did something different from back then, the 90s, and now something definitely changed, 100%. Something definitely changed. So I got the blood checked out. What else did they get? My ear, I said that already. I need to go to the eye doctor because I need to check my eyes. So yeah, so they gave me some. I'm gonna go to Walgreens, pick up my prescription for get the antibiotics, however the fuck you want to say it. Pick that shit up later. Purchase the over-the-counter fucking air shit, whatever the fuck that shit's called. Maybe it's better than the one I bought from Target. Who knows? I'ma buy that, see how it goes. And what else have I on the agenda? Oh, today, like I said in the last episode, me and Big Matt the Fortnite guy, shout out to Big Matt the Fortnite guy. We was gonna go to Little Puerto Rico, but you know, he messaged me. And like I said, you know, there's people, you know, he's a real, real true friend. You know what I mean? You know, he cares a lot. So he was like, yo, he just basically checked up on me. And he was like, you know, food could wait. You know what I mean? He was like, get your rest, take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Food could wait. And I was like, you know, you're right. You know what I mean? We waited this long to go and actually try it. You know what I mean? We could wait even longer. You feel me? Like, what's a couple of days or a day or two? You know what I mean? We could wait. Feel me? So, I really, yeah, really appreciated that. You know what I mean? So far my afternoon, the rest of the day, like I say, it don't even matter. Afternoon, day, I'm just gonna be. I should head back to this unit. Because now I got that extra time because I'm not going to Puerto Rico. So I got that time to go up there and check up on stuff. So shout out to Big Matt the Fortnite guy. Shout out to Danny. He hit me up on Snapchat with a message. And, you know, it really, really, really touched. Really touched. You know, Danny, I got to get you your hat and your stickers. I got you, bro. I got to get you up with your hat and your stickers. Room 013 stickers. And, yeah, that's what my Monday is going to be looking like. Storage unit, inventory, website overhaul, make a couple payments. Tuesday, what are we doing Tuesday? Yeah, that's really about it. That's really what my Monday is looking like, you know. With that being said, also another congratulations to March. March is ending. another congratulations to Mara from Kentucky. I noticed that when I said Tamara, it sounded like I said tomorrow. In the last episode, when I said congratulations tomorrow, it kind of sounded like I said congratulations tomorrow. But yeah, again, congratulations to her. Got the Cheesecake Factory gift card, the Room 013 hat. Remember, April 13, you got another chance to enter. You got another chance to win a wonderful prize. All right? And now I'm going to take my ass on out of here. I lock up. Go to the crib, do what I got to do. But listen, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. March 29, 2021, Monday. Room 013 podcast. I want to thank y'all again. Shout out to Matt. Shout out to Dennis. Shout out to Danny. Shout out to Scotty. Scotty secured the Russell Box. I think it's called Russell Box UK or Loot Crate UK or some shit. Basically, it got some wrestling collectibles in there, and it got an autographed Kane photo in there. So, shout out to Scotty for hooking that up for me. I hope you all had a great weekend. I'm pretty sure everybody's weekend was much, much, much better than mine. The only saving grace is I'm still here. I'm still alive. Thank the Lord. Thank you, God. I'm here. I made it. I'm alive. That's the only good thing about my past weekend, really. And that, you know, my family and friends are alive and healthy. But again, thank y'all for listening. Hope you have a great rest of the week. You will be hearing from me again on Friday, per usual. So I hope you have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day that you are listening to this episode. I thank you. I appreciate you. It is I, the one and only JR, aka Menace 013, and I will catch you guys next time.
Room 013. Room 013.